We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection. And the majority of the time, she will choose life. But they can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside them. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby or visit preborn.com.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Today's November the 15th, in case you're wondering. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano in studio with me. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
JJ Jasper.
Glad to be here. My friend Sonia said, the brownies I started making in my Easy Bake Oven in 1987 are ready. If you guys want to come over, if you want one. I think that's when I first realized I had ADD. Four of us kids, two boys, two girls. I was one of the boys. And my sisters, Kelly and Karen, you have to say that. It's 2024. You won't for the now going forward. The golden age is on its way. So my sisters, Kelly and Karen, they got an Easy Bake Oven, and they're going to bake Mike and me a brownie, or I don't know, it might have been a three-layer cake. And at the point that you realize that the engine in your appliance is a light bulb, I hung in there as long as I could, and I said, I'm 11 years old. I got people to see and things to do. I'm tapping out. I can't wait for this three-layer cake or this brownie to get done, be powered by a light bulb.
There's nothing easy about baking with the Easy Bake Oven.
There you go.
That took forever.
Definitely a throwback. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. First-time callers only today. So if you've never gotten through on the program, you want to ask a question, and answer one. Today is your day. What's that phone number, Ed? As long as you're 11 years old.
Yes, as long as 11 years old and up. 888-589-8840. That's the number to call to get on the program with us today. If you've never been on before, first-time callers only, 888-589-8840.
Nobody's calling.
And so we are going to have three questions each from these professors here at Learning University. And one of them is a special question, JJ. What's that all about?
One is a mystery question. It's one of these original nine questions. We have three each, as you mentioned. And one is a mystery question. You don't know which one it is, but if you land on it and answer the question correctly, you'll hear this sound. The beloved cowbell. That means you win a really nice, that's extended cowbell. Yes. You're going to win a really nice AFR ball cap, and it really is a great cap, and that's going to be pretty neat. You woke up this morning not thinking you're going to win anything. But that'll be a lot of fun if you win the ball cap. If you don't win, you can go to our store. I can't believe I'm saying this, but only weeks away from Christmas.
Yes, that's right.
Books, DVDs, T-shirts, caps, a whole lot of things, travel mugs. And it's a real nice stocking stuffer, nice gift, and it helps the ministry as well.
Resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net.
And it supports materialism. So, there you go.
Capitalism.
Yeah, which supports materialism, which is what America's all about, isn't
it? Hey, the people in those Chinese sweatshops, they got to eat, too.
Yeah, they need help. They need work. All right, let's see here. Is that all we need to say before we get busy?
I think so.
Let me give the number one last time, and then I guess we can do our questions,
let's
right?
Let's do it.
Okay, go.
888-589-8840 is the number to call to get on with us. This is Trivia Friday. We normally call it Today's Issues, but on Fridays we like to have a little bit of fun. 888-589-8840. All right, I'll start with my three questions. The first Star Wars movie came out in 1977. Name the first three movies that came out in theaters. Name the first three Star Wars movies that came out in theaters. Second question. The Canary Islands are located off the coast of Western Africa. What kind of animal were the islands named after? What kind of animal were the Canary Islands named after? And third question. Cairo, Egypt is further north than Miami, Florida. Is that true or false? Cairo, Egypt is further north than Miami, Florida. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First question. One of the disciples was called Didymus and nicknamed the twin. Name him. One of the disciples of Christ was called Didymus and nicknamed the twin. Name him. Second question. The owners of a particular vehicle often have rubber ducks lined on their dash. Name the vehicle. The owners of a particular vehicle, if you see them out in the parking lot, you see a line of rubber ducks across their dashboard. What kind of vehicle? Third question, true or false, female cicadas have been known to swarm people using a lawnmower, confusing the roar of the mower for a mating call. Is that true or false? We got the locust question.
That's
here.
That's a long question.
Female cicadas have been known to swarm people using a lawnmower, confusing the roar of the lawnmower for a mating call.
Yeah.
True or false?
All right. We move from that question to this question. Name three of the five vegetables considered to be the healthiest.
Oh,
this is by science. This isn't Tim's opinion, okay? I looked this up and studied.
You're talking about nutritional value.
Yeah, that's right. Three of the five vegetables that are considered the healthiest or have the most health benefits. Okay.
I'm glad to hear that some vegetables are not as healthy as others,
right.
So that I have a good excuse not to eat them.
It is a backwards way of looking at it, but it is one way of looking at it.
Here's the deal. You don't think elections have consequences? Robert Kennedy Jr., his influence has already made its way into Tim's questions on Trivia Friday.
Make America healthy again.
Yeah. All right. My second question is, excluding the Ten Commandments, what is the most frequent command in the Bible? Don't think about the Ten Commandments. That's not relevant.
Just for the purpose of this question, don't think about the Ten Commandments.
We need to live by the Ten Commandments.
Yes, there you go.
But I'm talking about the answer to my question is not one of the Ten Commandments. That's what I'm saying.
That's a good question.
What is the most frequent command in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament combined? And number three, what is the name of the fairy tale character who could spin straw into gold? I used to could do that myself.
Straw got too expensive.
Yeah, it got too expensive. You couldn't listen to that Mercantile Report up there in Chicago on the radio. And
yes.
They just said, you know what? There ain't no future in turning straw into gold anymore. Nobody cares.
Might as well go to crypto.
Miss Ruby's got a washer and dryer for sale, $125 each. Hog bellies are down 20 cents a pound. Straw is up $4 a bushel.
From the Chicago Mercantile Floor. So what is the name of the fairy tale character who could spin straw into gold? All right, let's go, Ed.
All right, let's go to Virginia, boys. And John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, gentlemen. I am ashamed to say I haven't even tried to call in before.
Wow.
I'm on, which is a huge blessing.
Wow.
Yeah, you've never tried to. First time you ever try and you get on in your first caller, John.
So that's kind of an in your face to all those people who've been trying to call for years.
Too much is given, much is required, John.
Hey, John, if we can have a sidebar, do you ever play the ponies? Because this may be a good chance for you to go to the racetrack.
You know, I have never been to a racetrack. I'm ashamed to admit that.
No, don't be ashamed.
That's a good thing.
Hey, John, where do you live in Virginia?
Well, I live really close to the swamp. I'm in a little, not a little town, but Fairfax County.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
We're right on the Beltway. I am so excited to know we got quite a president coming.
Amen.
We've been
given a reprieve. In all seriousness, the Lord showed us mercy.
Yeah, that's right.
We have. Amen on that.
Okay, John, ask, answer, or both?
Well, you know, I'm just going to answer because I haven't had enough time to think of anything tough enough. But
okay.
I am convinced that Cairo is north of Miami.
All right. Ed,
all right. So the question was, Cairo, Egypt is further north than Miami, Florida. That's a true false question. And so you're saying it is true that it's further north. Is that right?
I am.
And that's true.
Wow.
It is further north than Miami, Florida.
It's, good job, John.
Yeah.
Hey, John, were you guessing or you've got a Rand McNally map laid out in front of you? How'd you come up with that?
You know, as a kid, I just loved looking at maps in the globe, and it fascinated me how far north of most of the United States Europe was.
Yes.
And, you know, one part of Virginia is actually west of Detroit.
Well, I was looking at this question and looking at a map and looking at some questions related to it. Most of Europe is north of Maine. We don't think, like you said, we don't think of those kind of things because usually we look at a map of the United States and it, you know, you got Canada and Mexico and we don't look really across the Atlantic and compare. But well done, John. First time.
Way to start us off.
Hold on just a second. There's a part of Virginia that's west of Detroit?
Yes, it's the very far.
Like Bluefield?
Corner. Yes, it's Lee County, maybe. I'm not quite sure.
We're
at the other end of the state. But, you know, I want to get down and visit Tupelo. I'm planning on doing it. I love AFR. You guys are awesome.
Well, hey, come on down. We'd love to have you. And we have a lot of people stop by, you know, traveling and going on vacation or going to see family here and there across the country, and they have a chance to come through and visit us here in our hometown.
Yeah, all you have to do, John, if you ever think about doing that, is go to afa.net.
Get a map.
And get a map. Make sure you don't go through Detroit.
See how far south we are.
Yes.
Right. It's right below One Below, John, if you look on your map, okay?
All right.
Thank you, John.
What I was going to tell you is go to afa.net, and there is a little drop-down menu for letting us know in advance that you're coming.
Yeah.
So. All right, we have to do a background check.
All right, John, God bless you. Thank you for the kind words, sir.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I always get that joke. You have to laugh. People travel around. So you live in Tupelo, yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that right below One Below?
Oh,
uh-huh.
Tupelo.
I get that all. You get that too, don't you, Jeff?
I do.
So you have to have a polite laugh.
Like a tall person, the 10,000th time they've heard, how's the weather up there?
Right, yeah. Or do you play basketball?
Right.
Who'd you play basketball for?
I still do that. I want to know how far they got. You know, if it's high school
or JUCO. Yeah.
When I see somebody 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah. Who'd you play basketball for?
Well, when I used to, I grew a lot between my freshman and sophomore year. Mm-hmm. So I got that.
The basketball
wisecrack,
question?
The one, what's the weather like up there? So then I just started spitting on them and saying it's raining.
Ooh, that's a Christian
attitude.
That's
a boss.
I wasn't a Christian.
That's a boss way to do things.
So if you're not a Christian, you can get away with stuff like that,
That's right.
I guess that is. All right, next caller.
All right, we go to Texas, and Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, man, I cannot believe this at all. I've tried ages to try to get through to you guys. Years.
Hey, Brother Mark.
Howdy.
And Mark. Made it. Wow. I just can't. I had to pinch myself to think I finally got through to you guys. Wow.
Well, I hope you didn't draw blood there, but.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, the line doesn't get cut off accidentally. that happens.
Oh, wow, man. These people call in like four times, or one guy just picks up the phone, the guy before. And
that's what John did,
Well, we're getting a little suspicious around here, Mark, that our call screener is getting a check from these folks. You know what I'm saying? It just
little
seems
extra
odd.
Cash under the table.
A little under the table action going on there. We're just wondering
something
about that.
Something going on.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, Mark, where do you live in Texas?
Okay, I live out here just south, a little ways of Earth, Texas, south and west of Plainview.
Plainview, okay.
In a little town called Leveland, west of Lubbock, about 30 miles west of Lubbock.
Okay.
In Leveland,
West of Lubbock, you're almost in New Mexico, aren't you?
I mean, pretty close, yes, sir.
Clovis?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mentioned before I've been to Clovis. JJ's been to Clovis to speak before.
Yeah, Clovis, that's northwest of us up there.
Did you say Earth, Texas?
Yeah, he did.
Earth, just right south of Earth. I just want to throw that in there.
I wonder how that
committee meeting
kind of works out when you call someone and they say, where do you live?
Earth.
And you say Earth.
we got a smart aleck on the line.
Right.
All right, Mark, ask, answer, or both.
Okay, well, who was the dude that spun straw? I think it was your question, Tim.
Let me ask the question, you can answer it. What is the name of the fairy tale character who could spin straw into gold?
Well, I think that was Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin. And Mark, listen unto me.
Yo.
Listen unto me, Brother Mark.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
I'm going to give you, we're going to send you an AFR a ball cap, if you can spell Rumpelstiltskin right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Hey, Mark, I'll give you two tries. go.
Can I look it up?
No.
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 Oh, yeah.
I appreciate your honesty, though.
Spelling never was one of my fortes at all.
Yeah.
I never was a good speller.
All right. Well, that's okay.
I don't blame you for trying.
Whenever I'm trying to text a message and spell check can't even figure out what I'm trying to text, I mean, you know.
You're yeah. I've been there, and I think, how do y'all not know what I'm trying to say?
Hey, can you spell Rumpel?
Rumpel, R-U-M-P-L-E. I don't know.
R-U-M-P-E-L. Send you half a hat. send you half a hat there. Now, he's just being a good sport. We'll send him a ball cap.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow, a good sport, man, that is awesome.
Well, really, Mark, really, part of the reason Tim's sending it is because you went on and on and on at the beginning about how long you've been trying to get on and walking uphill both ways in the rain, in the snow.
I listen to you guys on the podcast, and I get so excited because I know an answer, and I try to call in, and Abraham Lincoln picks up the phone or something. You know, listen
to the
podcast in the afternoon. I mean, you know, when you call in because it sounds so real, you don't know who's going to pick up.
Right.
Anyway,
well, hey, listen.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we're going to send you one, so make sure when we're finished on the phone with you, hold on. We'll put you on hold. And then Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll send you a hat. Do you have a question for us, Mark?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I got excited because I always have these questions, but I guess then I forgot. I got so excited. But I guess where is the largest cotton patch located in the world?
The largest cotton patch?
You mean like
in
like
the world?
Like acres?
Like geography, geographical location.
All right, I'm just going to throw something out. 100% guess. I'm going to say King Ranch. Since he's in Texas, I'm just throwing that out there all willy-nilly.
Well, now, that probably would be like the High Plains of Texas. I mean, that's kind of one of our claim to fame, the largest cotton patch.
I got you.
Is in where it's supposed to be. I don't know if it's
where around Lubbock?
Yeah, just the whole the Texas High Plains, you know, just this this region. You know, we grow a lot of cotton out
gotcha.
Here.
Gotcha.
And I'm in the agriculture business out here.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so
okay. So is that the biggest crop there in where you're from? Cotton?
Down here in around Lubbock is cotton.
Yes, cotton annually
king down here.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
wow.
About 5 million acres or so.
Wow.
All right. Hey,
thank you, Mark.
That's a whole lot of Bo Weevils.
Put you on hold. Don't go anywhere. Okay, maybe I won't. I cannot access my computer here. So Mark is now on hold. And this is good. He's in agriculture, and he'll like the hat.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. All right, who's up next, Ed?
All right, we go to Kansas, and Teresa is on the line. Teresa, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Hey, Teresa, how you doing?
Today. Otherwise, I've been on hold for the last 5 months.
Oh, bless you.
You've been on hold for the last 5 months, huh?
Yeah.
Yep, yep. And I'm really, really tickled today, too, because last night I had to put a new battery in my phone, so I'm good to go.
Good.
All right.
Okay,
great.
Well, where do you live in Kansas, Teresa?
Havensville. We live outside of Havensville. We're north and west of Topeka in the middle of most nowhere.
North and west of Topeka, like up near the Nebraska line?
Yeah, not too far.
Out in corn country. Corn country.
Corn and wheat.
Wheat.
Not very much wheat. Mostly corn and beans.
Yeah.
Next year they plant beans and corn.
Yeah.
Good.
You didn't know that, JJ?
A lot of crop rotation there.
Crop rotation.
Hey, do you want to ask, answer, or do both, Teresa?
You got to rotate your crops if you want to be successful.
You need to do both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
The Bible question about the command, the most.
Okay. By the way, before we do that, Teresa, if you can spell Rumpelstiltskin, I got a free hat coming your way. Go ahead.
RUMPELSTILTSKIN.
You almost had it. You know, if I were grading, I'd give you right grade. I'd give you an A.
Did she add a G in there?
All right, here's the way Rumpelstiltskin spelled. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Now, before we do that, can I buy a vowel? Or something.
Yeah, you buy Val. All right, you were on track to the last four letters. Rumpelstiltskin is R-U-M. I don't know who would name their kid this, but anyway. They called him Rumpy at school. For short.
Yeah.
RUMPELSTILTSKIN. Rumpelstiltskin.
I had that last second. T. I missed that one.
Yeah. Anyway, so you were on the right track there. All right, where are we? Ask, answer, both? Is that where we are?
She wants to answer your question.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. All right, the question, just to repeat the question, what is not, if you exclude the Ten Commandments in the answer to this question, because the answer is not one of the Ten Commandments, but here's the question. What is the most frequent command in the Bible? Teresa.
Fear not.
Yes, that's right.
Wow. That is, I was going to say that. Love.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought love God. Or
love or obey.
Do not be afraid or fear not. Some version of that. Teresa's right. That's the most frequent command in the Bible. We're admonished to, as followers of God, followers of Jesus, to fear not.
That's good.
Because there's a lot of fear not, because God is with you, basically.
Amen.
It's repeated over and over and over and over and over again.
That'll preach.
Add to that, I think it's 2 Timothy 1:7, that God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind.
Amen.
All right, what's your question for us, Teresa?
I was going to tell you I was afraid to answer.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I like that.
That's clever. Hey, can you hold on?
Yeah, right. I can hold on.
All right, thank
she
you.
She got a new battery.
She
can.
Yeah, that's a good point, JJ.
It'll just be 3 or 4 minutes, Teresa.
Yeah, 3 or 4 minutes. We'll be right back, and then we'll get to your question for us. Teresa calling from Kansas. She's on the phone with us, and we will be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday, and we'll reset our questions. Bye.
you know that every day, Preborn's network of clinics experiences 200 miracles? How? Preborn gives women with unplanned pregnancies a window into their womb through free ultrasounds, introducing them to the beautiful life growing inside. Once she meets her child inside her womb and hears their heartbeat, the chance of her baby's life doubles. Because of the generosity of you and me, who donate just $28 to sponsor an ultrasound, Preborn can do this. The cost of a dinner to save a life, the most worthwhile investment you can make. All gifts are tax deductible and go entirely to saving babies. Someday you may meet a baby that you rescued and you can give them a hug. Or maybe they'll give you a hug. Maybe they'll even save your life as they grow and pursue meaningful careers. One thing is for sure, you will never regret saving a child's life because life is a miracle. Please donate your best gift today. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
For the love of money is the root of all evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced their hearts with many pangs. Well, don't give up on people. There's still goodness left in some of them. Mrs. Jean Cardin of Los Angeles is proof of that. Ms. Cardin was walking down a Los Angeles sidewalk one day when she found $100 on the street. She carried it to the police station and turned it over to the authorities. So, what's so great about that, you ask? Well, I would agree that there would be several who would do likewise. But Mrs. Cardin was something of a special case in my book. Why? Well, for the simple reason that at the time she found the money, she didn't have enough money for a bus ticket to the police station 10 blocks away. In fact, she was flat broke. So she walked the 10 blocks to the station to turn the money in. And to top it all off, she didn't even have a job. Why did she do it? I just followed my impulse, she said. Her impulse told her it was the right thing to do. She went on to add another comment. Some people tell me I was foolish. Well, you could have predicted that. There are always some who call honesty foolish. To them, it would be a simple case of finders keepers, losers weepers. Since turning in the money, Mrs. Cardin has opened her first savings account in 20 years with a deposit of $700. No, she didn't get a reward for turning the money in. It seems that people heard of her deed and wanted to help a person with such high morals. There is within each of us that impulse, which Mrs. Cardin spoke of. It's there unless, of course, we've killed it with neglect. It's there to help us make the right decision. Did you notice that Mrs. Cardin said her impulse told her it was the right thing to do? That's one reason that impulse is there to help us determine right from wrong. For Mrs. Cardin, it was a moral decision, not an economic one, which was called for. Money was involved here, but it was no basis for a decision. The only basis for a decision was what was right. Do you think that perhaps business could take a tip from this? For many times, there's a moral decision which overrides an economic one. And maybe even for you and me, there's a hint of help here. To spend our money like we should, with an obligation to do right. If we could follow the example, maybe we could change the fact that we spend twice as much on liquor as on the carpenter's work. Now, admittedly, money, too much or too little of it for her, you know, no one ever has just the right amount. Creates all kinds of problems for most of us. And we're often tempted to stretch our morals a little to catch up with our money. But is it the money itself that creates the problem? And if you should decide to take the tip and make the change with regards to money and morals, remember Mrs. Cardin's other remark. Some people we'll call you foolish.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, We have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. 2 Corinthians 5:1.
American Family Radio.
There you go.
Is it appropriate for me to yell out "Yeehaw"?
If you don't, I will. Yeah. That's a great theme song.
Yeah, from
Bonanza.
Bonanza, and at this point, the map catches on fire.
Yes.
Yeah, and it makes me hungry for steak. From 20 years ago.
All right, Teresa in Kansas is on with us. Teresa's been waiting. Teresa, you have a question for us?
Sure.
Okay.
If I told you that "fear not" was printed in the Bible 365 times, would I get the new hat?
I've heard that's true, and then I've heard Snopes and some of the other Bible Snopes people say that's not true. But that would be wonderful, 365 times, one
for
every day
of the year.
I tell you
what, Teresa, we'll just split the difference here. If you just get back with me on Monday, you count them over the weekend. Okay? You go through the scripture and count them. Get back to me on Monday. Send me an email, and we'll send you that hat if you
I'll tell you what, Teresa. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, folks, we're not doing this for anybody else, so right. Don't think.
We're not soft.
We're not soft.
Right.
If you can tell me the last book, the name of the last book of the Old Testament,
right,
we'll send you a hat. Can you do it?
Yeah, she look it up.
I think she is looking it up.
I'll give you. What is it?
It's an Italian.
Malachi.
Yeah, Malachi.
It's an Italian.
Hey,
you know, some great lasagna down there too. Just drop it and move on. Listen, we're going to send you the hat, okay? We're sending you the hat, Teresa, okay, for your hanging in there with us, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
She waited 4 minutes. So.
Yes.
Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah.
Hey, that's an encouragement for tell everybody to listen, read her Bible every day.
Yes.
Good somebody for wisdom.
Else. And let somebody else tell her.
To be inspired.
All right. Teresa is on hold. And Cindy Robinson, get your information, Teresa.
We need to reset our questions.
Yes.
Hey, let's do it.
All right. So here am I. I'll have to add a question first. The first Star Wars movie came out in 1977. Name the first three movies that came out in theaters. Second question, the Canary Islands are located off the coast of Western Africa. What kind of animal were the islands named after?
Mm.
And then third question, in what continent would you find the country of Liechtenstein? I just like saying that. In what continent would you find the country of Liechtenstein?
And that's that stuff you drink so you won't have bad breath, halitosis.
That's right.
I think he's trying to mimic somebody out of Young Frankenstein out there.
Werewolf. Werewolf.
When you stop at Dollar General, pick up a bottle of Liechtenstein. That's garlic. It's really making my breath horrible.
Got a gargle with some Liechtenstein.
Here's what I've got. Start with a Bible question. One of the disciples was called Didymus. And nicknamed the twin. Name him. What is it?
Did we cut Teresa off and she didn't get to ask her question? Is that right?
I thought she was asking us the question about 365
yeah,
days.
Yeah, that's what it was, I think.
If we cut Teresa off, our apologies, and we'll send you that hat.
Okay, to make up for it.
Make up for it. Go ahead,
James. Yeah, second question. The owners of a particular vehicle often have little rubber ducks lined on their dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
Name the vehicle. Third question, true or false, female cicadas have been known to swarm people using a lawnmower, confusing the roar of the mower for a mating call. Is that true or false?
You need to get some help. If you're a cicada and you got that kind of issue going on, you know what I'm saying? You need to seek out some help.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't tell the difference, in other
between
words?
Between a lawnmower and a male cicada? You know what
I'm
saying?
The roar of the lawnmower.
The roar of the lawnmower?
Yes, because you know they make that roaring noise.
Oh, yeah,
you can hear them. Sounds like heavy power equipment, yeah. You know, block away.
All right. Well, let's see. What do we got left here?
Do your questions?
Yes, sir. Name me three of the five healthiest vegetables. And this is according to nutritionists and scientists and so forth. I didn't just make this up. So I have here before me the five most nutritious vegetables that you can consume, which, you know, helps your body.
I know pepperoni's on that list somewhere.
Yeah.
Isn't that a vegetable?
17, 18, 19, 20. I'm going down. I'll have to keep looking down through
okay.
Your head.
All right.
Moms have made ketchup a vegetable just to make it a little, soothe their conscience a little bit.
So three of the five. Okay, three of the top five. And then my second question, I have to add one here. What was the name of the person chosen to take the place of Judas Iscariot and become the 12th apostle?
Good question.
What was the name of the person chosen to take the place of Judas Iscariot and become the 12th apostle?
Wasn't Billy Bob. He came in second. Distant second.
Down to two, and they flipped a coin.
Yeah.
Well, almost flipped a coin. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Choosing lots.
Draw. Yeah.
All right. So there you go. Those are my two questions.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. We go to Kentucky, and Jim is on the line. Jim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Hey, Jim, what part of the bluegrass state are you in?
Paducah, Kentucky.
Yes, sir. Barge country right there. Land between the lakes. Beautiful right there where you are.
It is. It's a little taste of heaven.
Yes, sir.
I've been to Paducah. I spoke up there 20 years ago. I got a Kentucky Colonel thing.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Highest non-civilian award given in the state of Kentucky.
And it's a what?
A Kentucky Colonel.
What in the world?
That's his rooster.
I said, what in the world? Is that your rooster? It's your pet rooster there, Jim?
I'm working on the hen house, and he don't like me in here.
Oh, obviously, he's...
Not a preach.
Yeah.
You're looking for a devotion.
Sermon there,
you pastor's not all the way through with your sermon.
You get in the hen house of life.
That's right. You come
face some roosters.
With the rooster.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim.
We all have our giants and roosters
and also,
in life.
A little plug for Paducah. I might have mentioned this before. It's the quilt capital of the United States. So they have the quilt, the national shindig every year in Paducah.
Yeah. All right, Jim, ask, answer, or both?
Mm-hmm. I'll do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
It was JJ's questions about Didymus.
All right, here's the question from the New Testament. One of the disciples was called Didymus and nicknamed the twin. Name him.
That was Thomas.
Hey!
Whoa, look at there.
Wait a second.
Wonderful.
Jim, you won yourself an AFR.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you won. That's the mystery question. Answer correctly, and you got yourself an AFR hat, man. We're going to put that in the mail to Paducah.
What do you think about that, Jim?
Oh, I think that's awesome. I've never tried to get on, but I heard it was first-time caller, so I called.
Well, and Jim, let me tell you something about this hat. It is rooster proof.
Mm-hmm.
So you wear that when you go in the hen
that's
house.
That's right. You won't get picked.
Yeah. It's like kryptonite to roosters.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. It's got a picture of Colonel Sanders right there on the front. They will run, buddy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So make sure, Jim, when we're finished together on the air, we're going to put you on hold. Don't hang up, and Cindy Roberts will get your information. And we'll get you your hat just as soon as possible.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, can I want to throw something in here?
Sure.
Didymus, nicknamed the twin, Thomas, also often called Doubting Thomas. I've traveled to India twice, and you know how history and the archaeologists, all that reinforces what the Bible says.
Right.
Thomas traveled down to India. Well, there in India, you'd see these monuments, these plaques about, boy, we're so glad for Brother Thomas. We're so thankful for the Apostle Thomas who brought us the good news. And they still celebrate Thomas to this day because he went and evangelized India.
Wow. I knew that was one of the traditions of the church, but I didn't know that there were monuments to
it. Right, Right. They still, you know, that has been passed down all these years.
Yeah.
Man, we're so glad Thomas came and shared the gospel with us because, you know, the ones who aren't Hindu or Christians, and here's why. So, but that might be new to some folks about the Didymus and the twins, but that's in the book of John. Hey, what's your question for us, Jim?
Well, I really didn't have one, but I'll ask you a true and false chicken question.
We're ready.
Okay. Chickens lay every day except for one day, and that's Sunday. True or false?
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Jim, so don't say anything yet. All right, as the actual city boy, hopeless city boy, that sounds false.
Here's the deal. Ain't everybody got Chick-fil-A chickens. He might have some of them from Chick-fil-A, but the normal regular chicken, he don't know that much about the calendar. I'm going to say it's false.
What do you say, Tim?
It can't be real. It can't be. That can't be real.
Huh? Let's go false.
Yeah, I go false with JJ. Go ahead, Jim. Go.
I hang a calendar in my chicken house so they know when Sunday is. It's false.
It's false. Okay. Okay.
That's good.
Hang a calendar.
But off the top of your head, that is a good question. Seriously, as a city boy,
you had doubting Ed. I was
doubting myself. All right, Jim. We're going to put you on hold. Thank you, brother.
Hey, Ed, JJ and I would like to invite you to snipe hunting with us.
I have been snipe hunting.
No, we'd like to invite you to go with us.
We want you to go again.
Yeah, we want you to go again. See if you've learned anything.
This time the results may be different. You'll know after we scatter in every direction, leave you out there holding that burlap bag.
You to go again a second time.
Do boys still get taking snipe hunting?
But let's don't ruin it for anybody. Just go ahead and say if you haven't been snipe hunting,
it's
you need to talk to some of your uncles or grandparents or somebody, the elders in your church, and get them. If you're a teenage boy, get somebody to take you snipe hunting.
Because I couldn't find it doesn't mean you can't. So be encouraged.
I would just say this. You need to go by Walmart or somewhere and get your snipe license.
Oh,
because you can't just go out. You know what I'm saying? If the game warden
comes by,
Mr. Green Pants comes by, and you don't have your
Green Pants.
I got that from Duck Dynasty. that's what one of them calls.
Right.
They call it the game wardens. Anyway, I'm just saying you can't hunt snipes without a license in most states.
I was in the sporting goods store. Melanie and I had just been married a few months, and I was getting some bait, and I pulled my fishing license out of my wallet, and I put it up on the counter. I said, of course, y'all are going to need to see this. And when we left, Melanie said, what was that? I said, oh, it's my fishing license. She said, you have to show your fishing license to be able to buy bait? So I was always kind of just messing with her, just to entertain myself, you know.
Yeah.
And the clerk, they don't know what's real and what's not. Sure. They just nod their head and look at it and go, looks good to me.
Okay, so that, when I say city boy, I did not know that was a joke.
Really?
Yeah. No, I didn't know because – I don't fish.
Yeah.
You need to get out more, Ed. I'm sure that's true. Out of the busy streets and the honking cabs and things and go fishing,
this
weekend.
So you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, thanks for listening to AFR. If you want to listen to some of our previous trivia shows, we have a bunch of them on our podcast page. So just go to AFR.net, click on Trivia Friday banner. And we got
book. Well, you click on the podcast first.
That's right.
A drop down menu,
and then you can listen to a couple years worth probably.
You can be as trivial as you want once you get there.
Binge watch it.
All right, go ahead, Ed.
All right, we go to Pennsylvania, and RJ is on the line. RJ, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you all?
Good, RJ. How you doing?
Well, I got a hip problem. I'm 58 years old, and guys, I've been waiting 5 years to get on the air.
Wow.
5 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You made it.
So RJ, where do you live in Pennsylvania?
I am 2 hours from downtown Pittsburgh.
Toward Oil City and Franklin and that area, or where? Keep going.
I'm not exactly sure how to get there. I went with people before.
Well, you are there, RJ.
To the route.
Yeah. Huh?
You're there, right?
No, I'm at home in Somerset. There's a little village here in Pennsylvania. It's a tiny little village. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, listen, RJ, we appreciate you calling in, my friend.
Do.
And you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll answer.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
I'm not sure. I wish it was a football question because I would probably nail it, but it's not a football question.
All right, I'll ask you a football question. Let's see here. How many Super Bowls have the Pittsburgh Steelers won?
Six.
Six.
Wow, that was quick.
And how many did they win? How many did they win in a row? The most. Do you know that?
I want to say four.
I'm trying to think back. It was the 70s. We all, baby boomers, remember the Terry Bradshaw, Lynn Swan, Franco Harris.
I've been a football fan, guys, since I was 10 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you got about six. So they won four, I think, with Terry Bradshaw.
I don't think those were in a row, though.
Okay, the Cowboys won one, I think, or
yeah,
somebody upset.
But he was right. Yeah. I think it's six.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger. Won
Big
one,
Ben.
And anyway, okay. Well, it's known as Steel City and Championship City. It's Champions City of Champions or something like that. All right. So you don't
Nicely
have a question
done.
For us, RJ?
Not on top of my head, no.
Okay.
Yeah, you waited a long time not to have a question. Huh?
Yeah, I did wait a long time.
Hey,
yeah.
Thanks, buddy, and hope things go well for your hip. We'll ask our listeners to pray for you.
Sorry about your hip, brother.
Be praying for RJ, folks.
All right, let's repeat our question, guys.
All right, here are my three questions. The first Star Wars movie came out in 1977. Name the first three movies that came out in theaters. Second question, the Canary Islands are located off the coast of Western Africa. What kind of animal were the islands named after? And third question, in what continent would you find the country of Liechtenstein?
Here's what I've got. First question, the owners of a particular vehicle often have rubber ducks lined up on their dashboard. Name the vehicle. Second question, true or false, female cicadas have been known to swarm people using a lawnmower, confusing the roar of the mower for a mating call.
Yeah.
Is that true or false? The third question.
Tim's really struggling with that one.
I'm just trying to envision this.
No, don't.
You're riding your lawnmower out in the yard, minding your own business, got your headset on. All of a sudden, a swarm of cicadas come around. And
swoop down on you. Down. Use the word swoop. Swarm.
And the neighbors watching, they want to come help, but they don't want to get attacked either.
You don't
want them saying.
Who knew it was like a moose out there, the bugling call of a moose? Who knew they were going to come over the neighbor's privacy fence and swarm and swoop down on you? Look like you've knocked a big old hornet's nest out of a tree.
That's right.
All right, here's my third question. I'm adding one. The Festival of Unleavened Bread is also known as what? The Festival of Unleavened Bread is also known as what?
All right. I've got two questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered. Heretofore is a word we need to bring back, people, and I'm hoping with the election of President Trump that he'll make that a part of his agenda.
Wasn't that one of his campaign promises?
To bring back the word heretofore?
Yes. Make the English language great again.
Right. That's right.
Make English great again.
All right. So here are my two questions that have not been answered yet. Number one, name three of the five most nutritious or healthiest vegetables for you. Now, this is science, okay? This is
of course.
It's not your opinion.
It's not my opinion. I didn't make this up.
This is the triangle, the food triangle that everybody needs to have memorized.
All right, number two, what was the name... or what is the name, of the person chosen to take the place of Judas Iscariot and became the new 12th apostle, okay? This is a story in the New Testament, obviously. We know what happened to Judas Iscariot. but who was the person who was chosen to replace him?
Acts chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Let's go back to the phone, Dave.
All right, let's go to Oak Oklahoma. And Jeffrey is on the line. Jeffrey, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Been trying forever to get on here.
Well, here you are, Jeffrey. Here's your moment.
Hey, Jeffrey, can you get us off Bluetooth? It's kind of messing us up a little bit.
Didn't have Bluetooth on. I'm trying to turn the TV off. All right. Is that any better?
That might be a little better. Walk closer to your window. Walk towards the closest window there from where you are.
All right. Hey, Jeffrey.
How's that?
That's better.
It still sounds like all you're right in the middle of the street, but all right.
I am.
We're wasting time here, guys.
All right, Jeffrey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Just got time to answer.
All right. Which one do you want to try to answer?
The Canary Islands.
All right, here's the question. The Canary Islands are located off the coast of Western Africa. What kind of animal were the islands named after?
They were named after dogs.
They were named after dogs.
What?
That is true.
The Canary Island?
Yep. Yeah, so here's the story behind that. Early sailors noticed the large number of seals on the islands, which were nicknamed sea dogs. And so the Romans named those islands Canarii Insulae, which is Latin for islands of the dogs, after the word canis, which is Latin for dog. And so the birds, canaries, are named after the islands, not the other way around.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. Mm-hmm. That's good trivia.
How'd you know that, Jeffrey?
I was watching Magellan at the Nature Channel on television. They mentioned it one night. I just happened to hear it about a week ago.
That's good timing.
Those are off.
I didn't know that it was sea lion, though. I just thought they meant dog. That's what they said. So.
Yeah.
Are those islands off the west coast of Africa?
Yes.
Canary Islands?
Yes.
Yeah. Because don't they mention those and they say here storm has started off the coast of Africa near the Canary Islands? And
I think that's right.
That becomes a hurricane in the Caribbean.
News through the Atlantic. Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much, buddy. Have a great weekend.
He didn't have a question for us?
No, he said he didn't have time.
Oh, well, that's really?
Yeah.
He said he didn't have time for us?
Right, because he might have been at work.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, thanks for calling. Maybe he'll have time next time to ask us a question.
Right.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe he's got to make a living, please his boss. He got to choose. Sometimes
absolutely.
We have life choices, right?
Yes.
That's right.
All right. We got 5 minutes here. Let's have we repeated it? We just did.
Right?
Okay,
yeah.
Go.
All right. So we go back to Texas, and Penny is on the line. Penny is 11 years old, just under the wire. Penny, welcome to Trivia Friday.
I think it's over the wire. But anyway.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Penny, where are you calling from in Texas?
Monahan, Texas.
Which is, looking at a map, where are you near?
Near Odessa, Midland.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
oil
I got
country.
You. Yeah, I got you. Well, listen, Penny, thanks for calling. Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
All right. And by the way, what grade are you in, sixth?
Sixth grade, and I'm homeschooled.
Homeschool,
okay,
awesome.
Great.
What's your favorite subject?
History.
I like it. Yep.
History and English were my favorites, mainly history. And social studies, I like that. All right, so Penny, you want to ask? Did you say both? Okay.
Yes, I said both.
Okay, well, which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about the vehicle with the rubber ducks.
Here's the question. The owners of a particular vehicle often have little rubber ducks on their dashboard. Penny, what's the vehicle?
A Jeep.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you this. I have been a Jeep man. Once upon a time, I owned two Jeeps, one for work and one for church. That's the truth. I've had about four Jeeps. And I just started noticing a couple of years ago, these little row of rubber ducks on the dash of a Jeep. And I thought, now what's that all about? And I thought I'd use it for a question, but I went ahead and got the backstory. The trend goes back to 2020 during COVID. Allison Parliament from Ontario, Canada, randomly bought a bunch of rubber ducks from a store and would give one to, they were a Jeep owner. They give them to another Jeep owner, leave it on their vehicle saying, have a great day. And that caught on, and that trend now is around the world that one Jeep owner will give it to another one, just kind of like, hey, we're in this club together.
There's also another answer to that, though, that I've heard. It means that they have a drug problem. Is that not true?
No, it's not true.
See, you can't believe people.
You can't believe the internet.
Hey, Benny, do you have a do you guys own a Jeep?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Judy.
Yes, we do.
Have you guys
one that has rubber ducks?
Well, you need to get some. Hey, do you have a question for us?
Well, can you, Penny, can you hang on?
Yeah.
Can you wait till after the break? We have a 5-minute break coming up. Can you wait 5 minutes?
Of course.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, she's homeschool, man.
She sounds smart, too.
She can take a break. We'll be back with Penny, 11 years old, from Texas, after this short time out for news.
We'd like to thank our sponsors, including Preborn. Preborn has rescued over 200,000 babies from abortion, and every day their network clinics rescue 200 babies' lives. Will you join Preborn in loving and supporting young moms in crisis? Save a life today. Go to preborn.com.